This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Rivaxib, active ingredient, rivaroxaban. This leaflet provides important information about taking Rivaxib. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Rivaxib. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Rivaxib? Rivaxib contains the active ingredient rivaroxaban. It belongs to a group of medicines called anticoagulants. It works by inhibiting the blood clotting protein called factor 10A, thus reducing the tendency of blood to form clots. Rivaxib is used to prevent blood clots in your veins after a hip or knee replacement operation, because after an operation you are at an increased risk of getting blood clots. Prevent blood clots in your brain, stroke and or other blood vessels in your body, if you have a form of irregular heart rhythm called non-valvular atrial fibrillation. Treat blood clots in the veins of your legs, deep vein thrombosis, DVT and clots in your lung, pulmonary embolism, PE and to prevent blood clots from reoccurring in your legs and or lungs. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Rivaxib is only available with the doctor's prescription. It should only be used in adults under medical supervision. What should I know before I take Rivaxib? Warnings. Do not take Rivaxib if you are allergic to rivaroxaban or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are bleeding excessively or at an increased risk of bleeding. You have a liver disease which leads to an increased risk of bleeding. You have end-stage kidney disease, or if you are undergoing dialysis, a procedure used to remove waste products from the blood. Your doctor will know how to determine your kidney function. You are taking medicines for fungal infection, e.g. ketoconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, or posaconazole, unless they are only applied to the skin. You are taking antiviral medicines for HIV/AIDS, e.g. ritonavir. You had bleeding in the brain within the last 6 months. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. You take any medicines for any other condition. You have kidney disease. Doctors will need to take special care in patients with moderate or severe kidney disease. Your doctor will do tests to determine how severe your kidney disease is. You have kidney disease and undergoing dialysis, a procedure used to remove waste products from the blood. You have prosthetic heart valves. You have liver disease. A doctor has told you that you have a severe form of antiphospholipid syndrome, a disease which can cause blood clots. You have an increased risk of bleeding such as bleeding disorders, very high blood pressure, not controlled by medical treatment, an active ulcer, or a recent ulcer of your stomach or bowel, a problem with the blood vessels in the back of your eyes, recent bleeding in your brain, a recent operation on your brain, spinal column, or eye, abnormalities in blood vessels of your spine or brain, a lung disease where your bronchi are widened, bronchiectasis, or history of bleeding in the lungs. You have a coronary artery disease with severe symptomatic heart failure. You have CAD or PAD and had the following: a bleed in your brain, stroke, or a blood clot in your brain, ischemic, non-lacunar stroke in the previous month, or a blockage of the small arteries in the brain, lacunar stroke. You have an active cancer. An active cancer means that in the last 6 months you have been diagnosed with cancer, had a relapse of cancer, were being treated for cancer. You have an intolerance to some sugars. Rivaxib contains lactose. Contact your doctor before taking it. Your doctor may decide to keep you under closer observation. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Rivaxim if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Women should use a reliable contraceptive while taking Rivaxim. Do not take Rivaxim if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether rivaroxaban passes into human breast milk. Mechanical heart valve. Tell your doctor if you have a mechanical heart valve. Rivaxim may not be suitable for you because it has not been studied in patients with a mechanical heart valve. Surgery. Tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist if you need to have an operation, including dental work, while you are taking Rivaxim. It is very important to take Rivaxim and any other medications you might be on before and after the operation exactly at the times you have been told by your doctor. During any invasive procedure or operation, if it involves a catheter or injection into your spinal column, e.g. epidural or spinal anesthesia or pain reduction, it is very important to take Rivaxim before and after the injection or removal of the catheter exactly at the times you have been told by your doctor. Tell your doctor immediately if you get numbness or weakness of your legs or problems with your bowel or bladder after the end of anesthesia, because urgent care is necessary. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Rivaxim. Use in children. Rivaxim should not be used in a child under the age of 18 years. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Rivaxim and affect how it works. These include other medicines to reduce blood clotting, e.g. enoxaparin, clopidogrel, or warfarin. Some medicines to treat depression, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, or serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs. Anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving medicines, e.g. naproxen, or medicine used for the protection of heart disease, e.g. acetylsalicylic acid, aspirin. These medicines may be affected by Rivaxim, may increase the effect of Rivaxim, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor may decide to keep you under closer observation. If your doctor thinks that you are at increased risk of developing stomach or bowel ulcers, your doctor may also use a preventative ulcer treatment. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Rivaxim include medicines for treatment of epilepsy, phenytoin, carbamazepine, St. John's wort, a herbal product used for depression, rifampicin, an antibiotic. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Rivaxim. How do I take Rivaxim? How much to take? To prevent clots in your veins after a hip or knee replacement operation, the dose is 1 Rivaxim 10 mg tablet once a day with or without food. To prevent blood clots in brain, stroke and other blood vessels, the usual dose is 1 Rivaxim 20 mg tablet once daily. If your kidneys are not working properly, your doctor may reduce your dose to 1 Rivaxim 15 mg tablet once daily. The tablet packs are marked with days of the week to help you remember if you have taken your daily dose. Rivaxim 15 mg and 20 mg tablets are to be taken with food. To treat blood clots in your legs and clots in your lungs, and for preventing blood clots from reoccurring, the usual dose is 1 Rivaxim 15 mg tablet twice daily for the first 3 weeks. After the first 3 weeks, take 1 Rivaxim 20 mg tablet once daily. After 6 to 12 months treatment, your doctor may decide to continue treatment with either 1 Rivaxim 20 mg tablet once a day, or 1 Rivaxim 10 mg tablet once a day. Rivaxim 15 mg and 20 mg tablets are to be taken with food. How to take Rivaxim? Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. If you have difficulty swallowing the tablet whole, talk to your doctor about other ways to take Rivaxim. The tablet may be crushed and mixed with water or apple puree immediately before you take it. This drink should be immediately followed by food. If necessary, the crushed Rivaxim tablet may be given to you through a stomach tube. After giving the crushed Rivaxim tablet via the stomach tube, you or your carer should flush the tube with water. If you are taking the 15 or 20 mg Rivaxim tablet, you should be fed via the stomach tube straight after your dose of Rivaxim. When to take Rivaxim? Following hip or knee replacement operation, take the first tablet 6 to 10 hours after your operation, or as advised by your doctor. Then take a tablet every day for the duration prescribed, unless your doctor tells you to stop. If you have had a hip replacement, you will usually take the tablets for 5 weeks. If you have had a knee replacement, you will usually take the tablets for 2 weeks. Your doctor will advise you about the exact duration. For prevention of stroke, or treatment, or prevention of blood clots in your legs and or lungs, take the tablets or tablets every day until your doctor tells you to stop. Your doctor will decide how long you must continue your treatment. If your heartbeat needs to be restored to normal by a procedure called cardioversion, take Revaxib according to your doctor's instructions. If you need a procedure to treat blocked blood vessels in your heart, call the percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI, with an insertion of a stent. The dose may be changed by your doctor. Your doctor will advise you about any changes to the amount of Revaxib you should take. Try to take the tablets or tablets at the same time every day to help you remember how long to take Revaxib for. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. It is important that you follow instructions from your doctor and not to miss or stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Revaxib has been prescribed to you by your doctor to treat and or prevent a serious medical condition. If you forget to take Revaxib, Revaxib should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you are taking one Revaxib tablet once a day, if you have missed a dose, take it as soon as you remember. Do not take more than one tablet in a single day, to make up for a forgotten dose. Take the next tablet on the following day, and then carry on taking a tablet once a day as normal. Do not take a double dose, to make up for a forgotten tablet. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are taking one Revaxib 15 mg tablet twice a day and have missed a dose, take it as soon as you remember. If you are taking one Revaxib 15 mg tablet twice a day and have missed a dose, take it as soon as you remember. If you forget to take a dose, you can take two Revaxib 15 mg tablets at the same time, to get a total dose of 30 mg in one day. The following day onwards, you should take one Revaxib 15 mg tablet twice a day as normal, until required. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Revaxib, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much Revaxib, urgent medical attention may be needed. Taking too much Revaxib increases the risk of bleeding. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Revaxib? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Revaxib. Take Revaxib exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Call your doctor straight away if you need to have a surgical or dental procedure. Tell the doctor, dentist, surgeon, or anesthetist that you are taking Revaxib. Your doctor is planning for you to have an anesthetic injection in your back, spinal, or epidural injection. You are prescribed other medications during the course of therapy with Revaxib. You become pregnant while you are taking Revaxib. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Revaxib. Things you should not do. Do not take Revaxib to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Revaxib to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking Revaxib or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor first, because Revaxib treats and prevents serious conditions. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen, or you may have unwanted side effects. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day before stopping the medicine completely. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Revaxib affects you. This medicine may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in their blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the box or blister pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. heat, or dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gastrointestinal related. Diarrhea, indigestion, or stomach pain. Constipation. Feeling sick, nausea. Heart related. Fast heartbeat. General disorders slash other. Tiredness, pale skin and breathlessness. Fever. Headache. Musculoskeletal related. Pain in the arms or legs. Immune system related. Frequent infections such as severe chills, sore throat and mouth ulcers. Skin related. Mild rash, itchy skin. Bruising. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Bleeding related. Prolonged or excessive bleeding from gums, nose, etc. Heavy menstrual bleeding. Like other similar medicines, anticoagulants, Rivaxib may cause bleeding, which may potentially be life-threatening. In some cases, this bleeding may not be obvious. There is no antidote available to reverse the effects of Rivaxib, however there are measures your health professional can take to control/stop the bleeding. Please see your doctor if you experience any symptoms of bleeding. Allergy-related. Signs such as rash, itching, or hives on skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Gastrointestinal-related. Signs of liver problems such as yellowing of the skin and or eyes, jaundice, blood in the urine or stool, vomiting, or coughing up blood. Renal-related. Blood in urine, reduced urine output, swelling of the ankles, feet, and legs, increased time for blood to clot, and heavy bleeding. These symptoms may be related to a condition called anticoagulant-related nephropathy. Respiratory-related. Breathlessness, chest pain. Nervous system-related. Dizziness, fainting. Exceptional weakness. Musculoskeletal-related. Numbness in the arms and legs. Unexplained swelling. Skin-related. Skin condition with severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Extensive skin rash associated with fever. Injury/wound related. Oozing from a surgical wound. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Your doctor may need to monitor and conduct blood tests as Rivaxib can affect your liver or pancreatic enzymes. You may not experience any specific symptoms. Your doctor may decide to keep you under observation or change how you should be treated. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Rivaxib contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Rivaroxaban 10 mg, 15 mg, or 20 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Crozcam low sodium. Hypromalose. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Instamoist Chilled Aqua 2A22E01115 Pink, ID 139951, 15 mg tablets only. Instamoist Chilled Aqua 2A22E01116 Pink, ID 139952, 10 mg tablets only. Instamoist Shield Aqua 2A22E01569 Reddish Brown, ID 144901, 20 mg tablets only. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Revaxib looks like. Revaxib 10 mg film-coated tablets are light pink to pink-colored, film-coated, round, biconvex, beveled edge tablet, debossed with RX on one side and 2 on the other side, OSTAR 3, 4, 6, 6, 1, 2. Revaxib 15 mg film-coated tablets are pink to brick-red colored, film-coated, round, biconvex, beveled edge tablet, debossed with RX on one side and 3 on the other side, OSTAR 3, 4, 6, 6, 1, 1. Revaxib 20 mg film-coated tablets are a reddish-brown colored, film-coated, round, biconvex, beveled edge tablet, debossed with RX on one side and 4 on the other side, OSTAR 3, 4, 6, 6, 1, 0. Who distributes Revaxib? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in March 2025. Revaxib is a Viatris company trademark. Revaxib_CMI.R25/00.